Welcome to the July 18, 2024 meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Council. Roll call.
Kurt Alstead.
Here.
Daniel Bush.
Here.
Tim Daugherty. Michael Dressler.
Here.
Michael Francis.
Here.
Bruce James.
Here.
Carl Ritchko.
Here.
Michael Savatich.
Here.
Dan Van Am.
Here.
James Vizioli.
Here.
Richard Bowden.
Here.
Great.
The Open Public Meetings Act statement.
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and method of participation in this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and notice and posted notice on the Highlands Council website. This meeting is being conducted at the Highlands Council office located at 100 North Road, Chester, New Jersey. Participants may provide comments during the meeting or by emailing them to the Highlands Council prior to we're following the meeting up to the close of business on Friday, July 19, 2024.
Thank you, Annette. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chair's report. About 2 years ago, I reported that, unfortunately, the New Jersey School of Conservation looked like they were going to close after 70-plus years. And a nonprofit group took over from Montclair State. Montclair State couldn't really afford it anymore, and they really tried to keep it going. And the good news is that the state has now it's going to fund $2.6 million for that school to continue. They had there's a lot of repair and renovation work that needs to be done, and they are now celebrating their 75th anniversary of having the school. It started in 1949, and as I said 2 years ago, I spent quite a few years there with the students from my school. I think it was over 30 years, and it was a great education for the kids. There's a placard above the fireplace there that was from a Chinese philosopher, and it said something like this, that if you're planning for a year, plant seeds. If you're planning for a decade, sow the seeds. And if you're planning for a century, educate the people. And so we were educating the kids about conservation and the environment. And I still see some of my former students, and they're all grown up. I don't know how they grew up, and I stayed the same age. But they talk about the experience they had at Stokes Forest at the School of Conservation. So I'm very happy to report that they're going to be doing much better now with these renovations that will take place. So my second thing is very simple. We are canceling the August meeting, and our next meeting will be September 19th. Okay, so Executive Director's report.
Thank you, Carl. I'll make it a lot briefer this month than usual. It was a quiet month, thankfully. As you know, the Highlands branding project got underway last month. Just this past week, the folks from North Star came and spent the entire week here in the Highlands with members of the staff. They were from one end of the Highlands to the other. They were in all seven counties. They saw our downtowns. They visited farms. They were out. The picture that you see up on the screen behind us was taken during one of the hikes that the team took. And they're well underway in getting a good understanding of everything that the Highlands has to offer, so that we're going to be able to put together a great program to assist business owners and folks and farmers in the Highlands to promote their businesses. The open space and recreation plan is underway. We're about to embark on the public outreach portion of that. That's still that's a long-term project that's probably going to take about a year for us to complete. Senate Bill S-3466, when the companion bill A-4627, which is designed to bring us our CBT money, has been referred to the Senate Environment Committee and the Assembly Environment Committee. It's been picking up co-sponsors along the way, which is good, and it's got bipartisan support, and hopefully we'll move through. The Affordable Housing RMP Amendment, the public comment period closed on June 23rd. We put out our comment response document that was provided to the members of the council. The majority of the comments were very positive. Some people just don't believe in affordable housing, but that other than that, most of the commenters were very complimentary of what we were trying to do, because it is important. So that's on for your consideration today to adopt that RMP amendment. There were no substantive changes made to the amendment following the public comment period. Also on the agenda for you today, the Harding Township petition for plan conformance is up for your consideration. No public comments at all were received during the public comment period on that. Harding Township is 100% in the planning area. We think it's going to be a great partnership working with Harding. They've been planning to protect the environmental features in their town for a long time, and I think we can only do great work with them going forward. Mount Olive, the redevelopment area application that Mount Olive had submitted will be postponed once again. There are some internal issues that Mount Olive is working through that were present last month and are still present this month. We're putting it off until September. At this point, we anticipate that if it does move forward, we're going to end up having to re-notice that application, particularly if there are any changes made to it. But that's not our problem today. We'll deal with that in September. The agenda today also consists of some plan conformance grants, some straightforward applications for stormwater work from Mahwah and Roxbury. Washington Township, Warren County is going to be preparing their round 3 affordable housing plan pursuant to a settlement that they reached with the court and the special master, just in time for round 4 to start. Additionally, on for your consideration is an extension of the fiscal year 24 budget. Right as we know, fiscal year 24 just ended at the end of June. We have vendors that have provided services to us up through the end of June. They haven't submitted their invoices yet, so the extension on the budget allows us to continue to pay the debts that were incurred during fiscal year 24, even though the fiscal year has ended. Rangi has already contacted all of our vendors to make sure they get their invoices into us as soon as possible. During the last month, not a lot of meetings to report on. I met with Jeff Everett, who's the new executive director of the Garden State Preservation Trust. He's very interested in funding a pilot program here in the Highlands where we would be paying landowners not just for the traditional way that land was valued, either the sale price or the development right price, but also to be able to add resource value dollars to the mix that would hopefully allow for better offers to be made to the landowners and to be able to approach landowners that otherwise would not fall within traditional open space programs. We met with the League of Conservation Voters about setting up stormwater utilities in the Highlands. They have money from William Penn to underwrite the creation of the stormwater utility if we are able to find a willing participant. We know that Netcong Borough, when we talked to them about conformance, one of the first things they brought up was their desire to enter into a stormwater utility arrangement, and that may be where we end up going. We had Dr. Chris Abrupta from Rutgers, who you've all met before, who's done a lot of work on impervious coverage in the watershed and stormwater management. We met with Dr. Abrupta because one of his new employees will be stationed here starting next week. We talked about we've got a stormwater engineer, not on our payroll, but on Dr. Abrupta's payroll, but that doesn't matter. We got those services. We also met with the city of Newark, finally, to have a substantive conversation with them about the Newark Pequannock watershed. They had no idea about all the resources we could bring to the table to work with them and to manage their 35,000 acres here in the Highlands. And I think we're going to finally be able to start moving forward with them. As I said, the stormwater engineer will start next week here. And just to put it all on your calendars, we're going to have a 20th anniversary event commemorating the passage of the Highlands Act. It will be on September 6th at the Freeland-Heisen Arboretum. You all should have received an invitation by email to sign up for that. If you can, just hit the registration button and let us know you're going to be coming. There's very limited space in the room, so we have to make sure that the people that we want there are going to be there. That includes all of you. And as I said, I think I said mentioned this last month as well. In October, we're going to try to convene a science symposium where we'll bring in scientists who've been working on issues about the Highlands to share in their work up at the Kane Skylands campus. But that hasn't been finalized yet.
Thank you, Ben. Sure. Any questions or comments for our executive director on his report? Okay, seeing none. Just want to comment. This picture here, if you took somebody from Nebraska and said to them, what state do you think this picture was taken in? No one would say New Jersey. You know, they don't think of New Jersey like that. Just a very quick story. I graduated from Texas A&M University, and when we graduated, I invited my roommate, who was from Wesatch, Texas, was in Boondocks, about 100 miles from San Antonio. He came and spent a week with me. I took him fishing on Clinton Reservoir. He could not believe that this was New Jersey. Mm-hmm. He said, I've been fishing in Canada. It was just like fishing in Canada. So, you know, we have a very special place here in the Highlands. All right, so we move on now to the approval of the Highlands Council minutes of March 20th, 2024. We need a motion and a second.
June 20th?
June 20th.
June 20th. See, I didn't put my glasses on. June 20th, 2024. Who would like to make that motion?
I'll move it.
Moved by Councilmember Van Abt, seconded by Councilmember Bush. Any discussion? Please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Bush.
Yep.
Councilmember Daugherty. Councilmember Dressler. Councilmember Dressler. Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Savatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Passes. Minutes pass.
We move on to the Budget and Finance Committee. I'll turn it over now to Councilmember Vizioli, who's the chair of that committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Budget and Finance Committee met this week, and there's a resolution, a couple of resolutions in front of us today. The first one has to do with the extension, as Ben highlighted a little while ago. Extension of the 2024 fiscal year budgets at the same average monthly spending level, which is about 249.8, and the Highlands Protection Fund of 95,322. We discussed it, and as Ben highlighted a little while ago, it's just an extension type of a thing, and it shouldn't be any big deal. And before I move that, Mr. Chairman, any staff input or council member input?
No, I mean, this is just to allow us to continue to pay our bills that were incurred before the fiscal year ended.
That's right.
Moved by Councilmember Vizioli. We need a second.
I'll second.
Second by Councilmember James.
Thank you.
All right. Any discussion? Seeing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. Would anyone from the audience like to address the council on this resolution only?
I got one question.
Come on up and state your name and so on and so forth.
It's a simple question.
It's an exercise.
My name's Hank Clark. Hey, why don't we do this once a year? Why is it that we always gotta do this thing?
Well, we'll answer once you...
That's it. That's all
okay,
I want to hear.
Yeah. This is just an extension that you can. Well, it's.
Is it an extension above what you already spent?
No. It's just to continue the budget because we don't get the final budget information until later in the year.
So the council, for the governor's signing off on that.
And to balance everything to get all the receipts in and pay all the invoices for last year and everything. So the actual budget the council approves isn't until usually about October. So this is basically just to span that gap until they approve the final budget in October.
Okay, any other public comments? Seeing none, please vote.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Bush.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty. Councilmember Dressler?
Yes.
Councilmember Francis?
Yes.
Councilmember James?
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich?
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs?
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli?
Yes.
Councilmember Voden?
Yes.
Chairman Richka?
Yes.
Resolution passes.
We have a second resolution for budget and finance.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's the Highlands Protection Fund grant request. There are three that we spoke about during the week. The first one has to do with Mahwah Township in Bergen County for stormwater infrastructure and inspections and facility mapping for $25,006. The second one is Roxbury Township in Morris County for stormwater basin retrofit project for $98,100. The third one has to do with Washington Township in Warren County, housing element and fair share plan, the third round for $25,000. And I don't know if we have any staff input.
I can just add a little. They're fairly self-explanatory. The first one is just basically to map some of the stormwater facilities in Mahwah. The second one for Roxbury Township is related to stormwater facilities that go into Lake Apapcong for water quality improvements. It's for planning and design of stormwater basin retrofit project. And then the last one is a housing element and fair share plan for Washington Township, Warren County. And that's basically to set them, they never completed their third round plan. So before they can start worrying about their fourth round plan, they need to complete their third round plan. So that's $25,000 for them to catch up to speed so they can start work on their fourth round plan.
Thank you, JJ.
Okay, we need a motion and a second.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Moved by Councilmember Vizioli, second.
Second.
Second by Councilmember James. Any discussion? Seeing none from the council, this is a voting matter with public comment. Would anyone like to address the council on this resolution only? Hank?
I got one question, and I'm not going.
All right, quickly.
The approval, did we approve the Highlands Council minutes?
Yes.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
All right, so seeing no public comment, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead?
Yes.
Councilmember Bush?
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty? Councilmember Dressler?
Yes.
Councilmember Francis?
Yes.
Councilmember James?
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich?
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs?
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli?
Yes.
Councilmember Voden?
Yes.
Chairman Richko?
Yes.
Resolution passes.
We now have the Plan Conformance Committee. And I'll turn that over to Councilmember Dressler. But before I do, there were two resolutions. The first one has been removed. That was the Mount Olive resolution.
If I could, Mr. Chairman, yes. Just for the record, that the Highlands Redevelopment Area designation for Mount Olive Township in Morris County for Block 8100, Lot 38, Block 8300, Lots 5, 5.026, 7, 8, 9, 11, 11.01. And Block 8400, Lot 1, that will be carried to the September 19th council meeting at 4 p.m. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Dressler, would you like to take over?
Sure. We had a meeting of the Plan Conformance Committee just this week. We're going over a couple of issues. And Ben, who's going to be handling this for staff?
Sure. Allie. Allie Bittner is the planning liaison for Harding Township. She'll be making the presentation.
And she made a great presentation to us on Tuesday, I believe. So Allie, thank you and welcome.
Hey, thanks. Okay. So we'll go on to the petition for plan conformance for Harding Township. Harding is located in southeastern Morris County. It is about 20.1 square miles. It is 100% in the planning area. Mostly, Harding's a mainly residential and rural community. They do have the Morristown National Park with Jockey Hollow kind of in the northeast portion of the township, and to the southeast portion is the Great Swamp National Wildlife Refuge. So this is just basically the land use capability map for Harding. Everything in the light green is the protection zone. That dark green at the bottom is a wildlife management area, which is the Great Swamp Park. Everything in the brown is a conservation zone, environmentally constrained zone, and there's some existing community zone in there as well. Most of Harding is already fairly developed, and a lot of the zoning would complement kind of plan conformance. There wouldn't be many issues based on Harding zoning as it currently exists. So we also, as part of this, we went out for public comment, which was from May 23rd to June 24th, 2024. There was no public comments recorded at that time. We also had sent it out to the State Planning Commission, and there was no comment as well on that for Harding. So as part of their petition for plan conformance, Harding is looking to add some funding to address the master plan reexamination. This would also include a historic preservation element and conservation plan element, a land use ordinance, an environmental resource inventory, a stormwater management plan, and an affordable housing plan as well. So our recommendation is to approve Harding with conditions. Obviously, the conditions would be that, you know, to come in with the Highlands Conformance Ordinance, the master land use element, and adhere to the implementation plan and schedule. But overall, we're excited for this petition with Harding, and we look forward to working with them.
That's it? Okay, thank you.
Let me just add one thing. The Highlands Conformance Ordinance has been streamlined. James spent a lot of time cutting it down to a much more manageable size. Harding's going to be the first community that we use the new land use ordinance, the new Highlands land use ordinance with. And we're going to, when we do roll out the affordable housing guidance, we're going to ask all conforming municipalities to adopt the new ordinance in lieu of the ordinances that were already in place.
Very good. We need a motion and a second so we can have discussion. So, again, moved by Councilmember Olmsted, seconded by Councilmember James. I do know that the mayor of Harding Township is here, Timothy Jones. Timothy Jones, would you like to come up and say a few words?
What can I say that Ben and Allie haven't already said? Thank you for considering this. You know, I'd like to say that we're trying to follow in good steps, but I'll get braggadocious. I'm not a big man. I mean, I'm 6'6", I stand 6'6", but I know that how small I am. But you know, Harding has a long history of working towards conserving our resources and making sure the environment is at the core of everything that we do when it comes to planning. And the stars have aligned. We reached out to Ben and this team when the stormwater regs changed. And the light bulb came on and it said, this is the time for us to sort of conform to the Highlands regs. And we're really looking forward to it. It's been a pleasure to work with Allie and Corey prior to that. You know, we're looking forward to this partnership.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me say, Harding Township has the distinction of having fought off the Port Authority when they wanted to build the world's largest jet port.
Yeah.
Oh, right in the middle of their town,
yeah.
Or right over their town.
Yeah.
Okay. And any discussion for the council? Seeing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. Would anyone like to comment on this resolution only? Hank, what would we do without you?
Right? I don't know. I just I sit here and think of things. How is it that this Highlands Water Council is now involved in fair housing? You know, the whole list up there. I mean, how did we?
This is not really about this resolution for Harding Township.
Well, okay, it is. It says here, affordable housing and everything else. So you have to give an opinion on it.
Okay, thank you. All right, anyone else like to address the council on this resolution only? Seeing none, please poll.
Councilmember Olmsted.
Yes.
Councilmember Bush.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty. Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Savatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Ams.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Chairman Richard?
Yes.
Is that a half yes?
Yes, it should have.
I was worried for a second. I was like, oh, yeah, good.
Thank you, Mayor. Thanks for coming. Congratulations. All right, so now we move on to the Regional Master Plan Amendment Committee. I'll turn it over to Councilmember Alstead, who's the chair of that committee.
Yes, the committee had a hybrid public meeting this past Monday, and the purpose of the meeting was to consider advancing an amendment, a proposed amendment to the Highlands Regional Master Plan to the full council for consideration. And that amendment is related to affordable housing. So I'm going to ask James to bring us up to date. The committee did vote to advance it to the council.
Thank you. So the Affordable Housing RMP amendment outlines specific changes to the regional master plan to address the changes brought about by the affordable housing legislation that was passed back in March. The RMP amendment contains some guidance on the required 20% set aside for affordable housing in the region, setting forth that it's required for all municipalities and all developments, irrespective of plan conformance status. It also makes some specific amendments to the RMP. It includes now a waiver for 100% affordable housing development in the preservation area, and that's to match the existing waiver that's in the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection's Highlands rules. It also adds a waiver for 100% affordable housing developments in the planning area, where the council finds that's consistent with the regional master plan. It then changes some specific languages in some policies and objectives of the RMP to match the new affordable housing legislation requirements for 20% set aside. The RMP used to refer to 10% requirements, so now it's updated to require 20%. It includes some language to strengthen the requirements for water use and conservation management plans and the use of water in deficit areas when it's related to affordable housing, making sure that water will still be available for affordable housing and not utilized for other developments where that water is a scarce resource. It then sets forth guidance on how to what land is available for development for affordable housing. Mm-hmm. The legislation contains requirements on how to, or standards on how to calculate vacant land, and this guides people so they can calculate what land is available for development. It sets forth the policies for the land use capability zones, where sewers can be extended and where they can't. Where they can't, it sets forth those septic densities that are available for any development and which may be utilized for affordable housing. It then also sets forth other environmental resources that may limit affordable housing, such as Highlands open water buffers and steep slope protection areas. It's important to note that this document is one of three documents that the council will release. This is required to be an RMP amendment, and the RMP amendment process is very lengthy. And even after the council takes action on this amendment, it won't be effective for 30 business days, which is approximately around the same time as the September council meeting. At the September council meeting, we hope to provide the council with two additional guidance documents for release. One of these will be the Affordable Housing Locational Guidelines, which we hope will be a kind of best management practices and guide on how to develop affordable housing in the region. They'll provide guidance on redevelopment opportunities, the use of exemptions and waivers, so that towns will be able to look at this and you'll help them with the Highlands Act and how affordable housing can be developed in the region. The second one will be the instructions for the Highlands Municipal Build-Out and Grant Program. Both of these are in their final draft forms now, and we should be in good shape to introduce them to the council in September. So this went out for the required 60-day public comment period and 6 public hearings. We received 10 public comments. No changes to the amendment were made based on the comments. The comments were generally supportive. The comments expressed need for affordable housing while respecting the resources of the region. Many comments noted the importance of redevelopment in the region, and we certainly agree with that. However, that is going to be handled in these other guidance documents that we will present to the council in September. And with that, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay, I don't think we did have a motion and a second, so we need a motion.
I'll offer the motion.
Okay, moved by Councilmember Alstead.
Second
by Councilmember Van Apps. Okay, discussion. discussion. Everybody's quiet today. This is a voting matter with public comment. Who would like to address the council on this resolution only? I guess, George?
George Cassa, I live in Tewksbury Township. I'd like to commend the council on taking this action as quickly as it has in the effort to reconcile the RMP with the legislation that is now the law of the land. I also appreciate the fact that some ambiguities and other issues are addressed directly in the amendment, and I also support your ongoing efforts to provide additional guidance on this. So thank you very
much. Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council on this resolution? Oh, wait. You'll be last.
Elliot Rubin, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. And we very much support these standards for welcoming more affordable housing in the Highlands, which we need, but we need it in the right places. I don't know how I can ask you some questions. This is late in the game, but I'll put them out there for the record. You mentioned in one of in the critical habitat prohibitions for a vacant land, for the vacant land analysis, that development with that vacant land cannot be considered a vernal pool 300 meter buffer if it's certified. If there's one that is suspect but not certified, is there a certification process that can occur at the time of the vacant land analysis? Because there, you know, there have been many certified vernal pools under natural lands program, but they were uncertified when they went from landscape version 3.1 to 3.2 or 3.3, and that was because they anticipated having some field research and be able to do it in some different methodology. So what happens is there are a lot of uncertified vernal ponds out there that don't get the regulatory protection, which they should in the Highlands. So what really needs to be done is that they can be field and surveyed and certified so they get that protection. And that's it for now. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council besides Hank? All right, Hank, you're
on. I'll skip. I'll put it in the end.
Okay, very good. All right,
I wanted to comment that I think I've been here for 20 years. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. And this housing challenge is not new to the council. And I think that we've been challenged by it and how we developed the regional master plan for 20 years. And I think this is the best we can do, and I want to commend the staff for really getting right on it and doing it. We don't get a choice in how the law is made, but we have to administer the law as best we can in this region. So any of us that are municipal officials or have been municipal officials know how challenging this really is. So to the degree that we can offer assistance to conforming municipalities, I think it's really valuable and important to them.
Thank you. Anyone else like to comment on that from the council? All right, and please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Bush.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty. Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passed.
We now have old and new business. Do any council members have any old or new business they'd like to share with the council? Seeing none, we will move on now to public comments. Would anyone like to address the council on any issues or any thoughts. Just remember, you do have 3 minutes to address the council. So who would like to address the council at this point? Oh, okay. It's, you're the only one, Hank. Come on up.
It's a simple one. I've been around as long as Kurt's been around.
You look better than me.
I do. I do. I wear the same glasses.
You're better preserved.
Yeah. I got one amendment maybe the state should make, but it's the state of New Jersey Highlands Water Protection Affordable Housing Planning Council. Doesn't say that, but you're doing more affordable housing. Do you understand what I'm saying? No. Can it be amended?
Amend the title?
Because you're doing more affordable housing than you are water.
Well.
You know what I mean? Do you? Okay.
I don't agree. I'm sure the other council members.
Okay. Well, look at, I mean, I brought up that affordable housing thing there before, and it got whisked underneath the rug. But again, same thing. And I know where Kurt's coming from. It's always been there. It's not because of the Highlands Council. But what you people are doing, you're doing the affordable housing. The other thing, too, is why I got a, how much do I got, a minute? Okay.
A little over a minute.
You too.
Okay. The other thing is, where the heck did we get the expertise and where to put warehousing? I don't understand that. Has nothing to do with water. I don't understand that. And the thing that really bothers me is, you know, we had a pretty good dry spell here, and everything seemed to dry up, but the golf courses all got their water. Us farmers got beat up pretty bad on that deal. So it's a shame, but We're providing the water, and we got nothing. The other thing, too, which I thought of, is instead of trying to get all this money, which I'm very happy to have been trying to, how about the state rent our land? You know, pay me so much a year. I mean, they can afford that, but they can't come up with the money. I mean, we were promised, according to the legislators, you know what I mean? That's it. And I'm sorry to bother you.
I'm going to share your comment about the golf courses with the guy who owns the golf course.
Yeah, sure. Why not? He's right. Probably made provisions so you don't have
to. Anyone else like to address the council? Oh yeah, that's right.
Elliot Ruga, again, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. We're very pleased to hear that you are amending the conformance modules. Because we're finding that, and I understand that this may mean that you're doing away with the referral ordinance. What I've experienced is that some municipalities that have adopted the referral ordinance as their method of conformance, which is intended as a temporary measure, becomes a permanent measure. And they look at conformance as if a consistency determination by the council is equivalent to going to DEP for a wetlands permit or a flood hazard area permit. They take no ownership of conformance. An example I saw was in Parsippany Troy Hills Township. Their planning board was considering a warehouse on Parsippany Road, and they had 3 hearings on the, and Parsippany Troy Hills, which is a fully conformed municipality in the planning area, conformed via the referral ordinance, which they adopted now 2 years ago. They were hearing this application, and they had not yet had a consistency determination from the Highlands Council. They had 3 planning board hearings. They had no idea what conformance was, what the provisions of conformance would have on this warehouse. And when they finally got issued one, because I guess the council knew that it was required, they just continued their application. They had three hearings, which I would argue were illegal because they had not yet, the application could not be considered deemed complete until it had that consistency determination. So how can you have a planning board hearing with an incomplete application? And again, they're just thinking, well, like we'll just put a stipulation in the approval subject to that the applicant acquires all state permits. The planning board had no idea what conformance meant or what the regional master plan meant. So the referral ordinance as a permanent way of conforming does not, the land use boards do not take ownership of conformance, and that is unfortunate. So if you're getting away with that, if you're going to be ending that method, it would be much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the council? Seeing none, we need a motion to adjourn.
I'll move it.
Moved by Council Member James, seconded by Council Member Vizzioli. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
That was the